You're listening to SBS News.
Australia's Deputy Chief Medical Officer is reporting a small rise in new coronavirus cases, but officials want wider testing in more places. The nation has recorded 74 COVID-19 deaths and more than 6,000 cases. However, health staff say the public is successfully flattening the curve. Authorities are reminding the community it won't be changing the broad advice about social distancing for another 4 weeks. Professor Paul Kelly says there's no need to entirely shut down aged care facilities despite several deaths at residential centres.
It really does demonstrate how if this virus does escape into those vulnerable members of our society, how quickly things can lead to these sort of unfortunate events.
Tasmania is providing payments for cash-strapped temporary visa holders and putting a freeze on rent rises to assist people during the coronavirus pandemic. One-off payments of $250 for temporary visa holders suffering financial hardship and up to $1,000 for families are part of the $3 million package being rolled out from today. Tasmania has about 26,000 temporary visa holders, many of whom have been hit hard by business closures in the tourism industry. Premier Peter Gutwin says people on temporary visas have contributed a lot to Tasmania, and he does not agree with the message that they should simply go home.
Thinking about the challenges that that some of our temporary visa holders would face at the moment. And I spared a thought, if my children at the moment were in a country across on the other side of the world, and one, either they couldn't get home, or two, they were in a position with no financial support, you know, I think it's only fair and reasonable that for those that have contributed to our society, that we provide some support in their hour of need. And so that package will be rolled out from today.
No state or territory recorded a double-digit increase in cases on Tuesday as the national infection rate grew at just 0.4%. The latest victims include women aged 92 and 80, along with a 75-year-old man, and all three died in New South Wales. The state has recorded its lowest number of new cases, and to keep it that way, Premier Gladys Berejiklian says her government will expand its COVID-19 testing regime.
We already have, on average, on a good day, between 4,000 and 4,500, even 5,000 people getting tested. We've nominated the hotspots where that testing should occur in a more proactive way. We're asking everybody in those hotspots to come forward. We're also asking people who work with vulnerable communities or work in jobs where they're in contact with a lot of people, even through social distancing, to come forward and get tested as well.
Victoria has released modelling which predicts unemployment will almost double by the September quarter. The state also expects house prices to drop by 9% by the end of this year. Treasurer Tim Pallas says the COVID-19 pandemic will see more than 250,000 Victorians lose their jobs.
Something like 270,000 jobs will be lost, peaking at a height in the September quarter of about 11% unemployment. Now, that is essentially twice the level of the unemployment that we're currently experiencing.
Federal politicians are criticising reports of racist attacks stemming from the coronavirus pandemic after a Melbourne house was damaged. It's believed the Chinese-Australian family has had their home graffitied two nights in a row, prompting Labor to suggest the launch of an anti-racism campaign. Premier Daniel Andrews has described the event as appalling.
There's no place in our Victorian community for that sort of conduct. It's just evil. At a time when we should be coming together and supporting each other, it needs to be called out for what it is. It's just appalling. Absolutely appalling.
Federal border authorities have told the coronavirus-hit Ruby Princess to leave Australian waters by the end of Thursday. Some 57 crew members on Tuesday disembarked the ship and travelled to New South Wales hotels to be repatriated during the next 3 days on charter flights. New South Wales Police Commissioner Mick Fuller says they're also working to repatriate a larger number of crew members back to the Philippines.
57 that left yesterday were British, US, Canadian, Irish, Japanese, and there's around 275 Filipinos at this stage that we are working with their consulate, with Carnival, to see if they can organise their transport for those.
And you can catch up with all the latest on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.